Welcome to Pesachim Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. This Mishnah is, I think, the first Mishnah that we've had since I began teaching that talks in depth about a concept called Tumah and Tahara. So there's something called spiritual purity or spiritual impurity, and there are certain types of objects or things that make other things spiritually impure. Nothing physical happens to it, but spiritually they become contaminated, and because they're contaminated, they have certain limitations. So I'll give you an example. If a dead body, a corpse, is considered avi avos hatoma. Avi avos hatoma means the father of toma. It is the highest level of toma or spiritual impurity that's possible at all. And then we have lower levels of toma, lower levels of spiritual impurity, and each of the levels has different ramifications and different applications. So if someone touches a dead body, they become what's called Av HaTumah, a father of Tumah. That's the second level. If an addition, to another addition, for example, of an Av HaTumah could be a dead bug, a carcass, a metzorah, a leper. Those all have Tumah, and they're called an Av HaTumah. The level under that is called a Rishon LeTumah. A Rishon is called a first level Tumah, but it's really the third level of Tumah, of spiritual impurity. And it can only contaminate food and drink. So if, let's say, you have a Rishon that touches food and drink, they become a Sheni, they become a second. A Sheni, a second, can only contaminate Truma. Truma is the tithe, two out of every 100 bushels that were given to the Kohen. And a Shlishi, the third level, can make a Revi'i, can make a fourth level of spiritual impurity for only karbanos, for sacrifices in the temple, but nothing else. It can't contaminate anything else. So again, just to review, we have something called the Avi Avos HaTumah, the father of the father. That's the highest level. That's a dead body itself. We have the Av HaTumah, which is somebody that touches a corpse, the father of Tumah, if you want to call it that, the father of spiritual impurity, as well as a carcass, a dead bug, or a leper, or something like that. Then we have a level under that, which is called Rishon, first-degree Tumah. First-degree spiritual impurity. A first-degree can only contaminate food or drinks, and they become a sheni, they become a second-degree. A second-degree cannot contaminate most things, but it can contaminate truma, which is the tithe that's given to the Kohen, to the priest. And then the fourth level, revi, which is the lowest or most lenient level of tumah of spiritual impurity, can only happen by karbanos, can only happen by sacrifices. We begin the Mishnah with that in mind. Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim Omer. Rabbi Chanina, the assistant Kohen Gadol, the assistant high priest, used to say, Mimeim Shel Kohanim, from the days of the service in the temple, from his experience, Lo Nimnu, the Kohanim or the priests, didn't hold themselves back, Milisrof Es HaBasar, from burning sacrifices, Shenitma B'Vlad HaTumah, that became contaminated by a Sheni LaTumah, by a second level of Tumah. So now the meat would be a Shlishi, a third level Tumah. They had no problem burning that im habasar, with meat shenitma be'avatuma, that became contaminated by an avatuma, which means that they became a rishon, they dropped one level down to a first degree tuma. The problem is like this: ordinarily, you're not allowed to contaminate sacrifices. You can't even add contamination to the sacrifices. So here, when they were burning the sacrifices that had become contaminated and turned into a shlishi, and they're burning that together with stuff, with meat that became contaminated by an Av HaTumah, comes out that they are adding more contamination to the original piece, and ordinarily that's prohibited. However, since all these pieces are invalid, they have a sacrifice that's become contaminated. Once it's contaminated, it's invalid. It's not a problem to add Tumah, to add higher levels of impurity, because it's already impure. And the Mishnah continues on the same vein, Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added on the words of Rav Chanina, the assistant Kohen Gadol, and he said like this, V'yamar, Mimeimeim Shel Kohanim, from the days of the Kohanim, of the priest in the temple, Lo Nimnum Lahadlik Es HaShemen, they had no problem using oil, Shenifsal B'Tvul Yom, that became invalidated by a Tvul Yom. What's a Tvul Yom? A Tvul Yom is a person who became Tameh, became contaminated, and he already went to the mikvah, so that took up a certain level of contamination. But until there's nightfall, he's considered a sheni latuma, a second-degree tamei person. When he touches truma, tithes that are except two out of every 100 that's given to the kohen, he turns that into a shlishi latuma, a third-degree level of tuma. So they had no problem burning oil that was a third-degree level of tumah of contamination, b'ner shenitma b'tmei meis. They would burn it in a metal candelabra. And the law is that metal always takes the level of tumah of what it touches. It doesn't go down a level. So if, let's say, a metal sword or a piece of metal touches a dead person, it becomes literally like the dead person. When it touches somebody who came in contact with a dead person, it becomes av hatumah, just like the object itself. So it comes out like this. This metal candelabra that became contaminated from a tumah meis, it's considered an av hatumah, the second highest level of spiritual contamination. And when it touches the oil, it brings it up to a rishon, to a first level. So it comes out that the oil became more contaminated. Nevertheless, says Rabbi Akiva, they had no problem doing them together. So even though one is adding contamination, and the reason for that is because once it's already become disqualified or invalidated, there's no problem, there's no issue with making it more tame or adding greater levels of spiritual impurity. The reason that this Mishnah is over here in Pesachim, it just seems irrelevant, is because of the next Mishnah. God willing, tomorrow we'll learn the next Mishnah, and you'll see why it is exactly that we started talking about Tumah and Tara, spiritual contamination and spiritual purity. Wishing you a great day. I hope you understood this Mishnah well.